رسول الله عليه السلام said, He is not from us. He is not from us. He is not from us.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program He is not from us. Today we will cover some topics related to our main theme, Laysa Minna, He is not one of us, He is not from us. Before we continue with our main program, I would like to share with you a point of excellence related to Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, sending blessings in favor of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. An overview of a hadith states that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, recite blessings upon me or send blessings upon me often. For this sending of salawat is a means of purification for you. The truth is that when an individual performs a sinful action, a black dot appears on his heart. This is in a spiritual sense. The more sins he commits, the more his heart is affected by this darkness, until Allah forbid, a time may come when this heart is full of darkness, and this hard-heartedness is an obstacle for an individual when it comes to accepting advice and reflecting upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on, the first hadith narration which I would like to share with you is mentioned in Bukhari. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودِ وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who slaps his face or slaps his cheeks, the one who tears his clothing, tears his shirt, and the one who screams out or calls out like the scream or the call of ignorance, he is not one of us, he is not from us. This is obviously referring to people who in grief they wail, they cry. In our Sharia, there are some rules which we must observe when it comes to expressing our grief. And to be brief, we are not to wail, we are not to cry out loudly. The crying of a believer should not involve any kind of wailing or crying out or complaining in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and glad tidings for the patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. The people who, when they face a calamity, they say, how do they respond? Their response is simple. They say, we belong to Allah and to Him is our return. They don't complain, they don't wail. And for these patient people, the glad tidings are mentioned. So believers should not be people who lose control of themselves when they are affected by grief. In life, we will have moments of happiness, but we will also have moments of grief. And the moments of grief are there to remind us of or make us value the happiness and the easy times or the easy moments in our life, so that we may thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moments of grief, if we're referring to death, are reminders for us that we may reflect and prepare for the hereafter and remember that we are only here for a short term, a term that we do not know the duration of. We do not know when death will come to us, so we must be vigilant, we must prepare, and we must strive to do good so that we are in a better position in the hereafter. A believer should not cry in a loud way, in a way which draws attention to him or her. And following this point, I'd like to share with you a very powerful narration. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and he reports that we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in the home of the noble Abu Yusuf. And this was a very difficult time for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Anas mentions in the narration, it was the time when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was witnessing, and the companions were witnessing the final moments of the noble Ibrahim, the son of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his final moments. He was close to death, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was present, as were some of his companions. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was seen to cry. Some tears flowed from his blessed eyes. And Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf, he was surprised by this, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do you cry as well?" And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that this crying is out of compassion. Then sometime later, tears were seen, tears flowed again from the blessed eyes of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And then he said the following words. He said, "Inna al-ayna tadma'u." Indeed, the eye cries. وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْزَنُ. And the heart is sad. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَ رَبُّنَا. And we do not say anything but that which Allah is pleased with. وَإِنَّ بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. And indeed, O Ibrahim, we are grief-stricken through your separation, or due to your separation. These were the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. His crying was a crying without sound. And when he did express his feelings, he expressed his feelings in such an eloquent way that the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is not a way where such complaints are expressed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you notice the words that he used, that we do not say anything which goes against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of our Lord, the happiness of our Lord. And the natural compassion that a father has for his son, when only a father who has ever buried his son, who has witnessed his son dying before him, can understand or have some understanding of the pain that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam felt. Mercy for all the worlds, and his beloved son departs from this world. This was a great trial for our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and through his beautiful example he taught us how a father should respond when he loses his son. Wailing and crying, unfortunately, is something which has become common, or which has been common, and unfortunately, many women fall into this trap of expressing their grief in a manner that does not befit a believer. So I would like to share some narrations which serve as a warning to anyone, not just women, who wail and cry in such a way which draws attention and which goes against what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed. The first narration from Muslim, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that the woman who cries out loud, who cries loudly, and she does not repent before her death, on the day of judgment she will be made to stand up, and her clothing will be made of pitch or tar, and part of her clothing or her shirt or part of her upper garment will be made of scabies, will be like an itch for her. Allah and His Messenger Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best the exact condition of this woman, but it is enough for us to know that this woman will face punishment on the day of judgment due to her wailing and crying openly. In another narration, which is mentioned by Imam Tabarani, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the wailing women, their condition on the day of judgment. And to summarize, he said that there will be two rows of the people of hell, and these women will be put into these rows towards the right and the left, and they will be making barking sounds. They will be barking like dogs. This is the description that is mentioned in the hadith. Sometimes men or women may give this answer that when someone dies who is close to you, we will see how you respond. Meaning, they will not accept the fact that in our religion, wailing, crying, tearing clothes, this is not an Islamic trait. This is discouraged in Islam and disliked in Islam. People will give excuses for their crying and for their wailing. I would like to share with you another narration. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he once saw a woman, she lost her child and she was crying and she was wailing. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam told her to be patient. He said, sabr, have patience. But the woman, she was in her own state of mind and she responded in an inappropriate manner. And then she was later told that it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam instructing you to be patient, to adopt patience. When she realized, she tried to express her justification or give a reason and mention that she was not in the right state of mind. And she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I did not know that it was yourself who instructed me or advised me to be patient. Had I known, I would have complied with your advice. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said something which I want everyone to remember. Whenever it comes to patience, you remember this principle that is mentioned by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This is the essence of patience. Are you ready for it? I'm going to tell you now. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "As-sabru 'inda sadmati al-ula." That patience is at the very first instance. As soon as you face a calamity, as soon as you are grief-stricken, as soon as you receive tragic news, that first response, that is where you will attain your reward. There is no point of wailing and crying and complaining at that first moment and then later saying that, oh, now I'm patient. Because patience is, or the reward of patience is dependent on your response at the very first instance. So this is why viewers of Madani Channel, we have to remember that if ever we are in a difficult position where we are given tragic news, if ever we are in a position where we hear about the death of a relative or someone close to us, sabr is at the first instance if we want reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on to a similar narration, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man halaqa wa man salaqa wa man kharaqa." Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that whosoever shaves his head and cries out and tears his clothing, he is not from us, he is not one of us. This is following what we mentioned, the hadith which we mentioned in the beginning of today's program. This is another expression of that. Shaving of the head, obviously here, it does not mean that no one is allowed to shave their head if they want to cut their hair. This is referring to a removal of hair or shaving the head as an expression of grief. This is not the way of Islam. This is not the Islamic etiquette. This is not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Again, in this narration as well, crying out is mentioned, crying loudly. This is not the way of Islam. Tearing clothes, this is not the way of Islam. This seems to be a stereotypical situation when someone dies or someone receives tragic news. You know, they start pulling their hair out, they start striking their face, they start tearing their clothes or tearing their shirt. This goes against the Islamic etiquette. And this hadith narration is a reminder of that. An interesting incident which involves the Tabi'i Sayyiduna Muttarif, his son Abdullah passed away, and he decided to dress in his best clothing. He applied oil to his hair and he came to the people. The people were shocked and they actually began criticizing him and saying, "Your son has just passed away. And look at you," meaning your son has passed away and here you are dressed up and you've got oil, dressed up in such a way as if what they meant was you're dressed up in such a way as if you're happy or you're expressing happiness. And he had a different take on the situation. He answered them by saying, "Should I express weakness? Should I express a lack of forbearance, a lack of strength? when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me three things, three rewards or three blessings that are more beloved to me than this world, and each one of those blessings is more beloved to me than this world and everything within it. And then he referred to the famous verses of the Quran which we shared in the beginning. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. The rewards being in the latter verses, that blessings, the people who are patient when calamity befalls them and they say, we belong to Allah and to Allah is our return. What reward will they attain? The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will be among the guided people. So these are three rewards. And out of gratitude for those three rewards, he had this response. And this is why some people did not understand his take or his manner of thinking or his mindset after the death of his son. Remember, if you're not able to adopt patience, try to force patience upon yourself. Some people might say, it's very difficult for me to be patient. I'm not a patient person. It does not come to me naturally. There is a reward for those who force themselves in a situation where it's almost like they force patience upon themselves. They restrict themselves in such a way that they do not say anything or do anything which goes against the rules of patience or what is expected in patience. And just for encouragement, I would like to share with you a hadith which is mentioned in Bukhari. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, whosoever adopts patience with difficulty, meaning he enforces patience upon himself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him patience. And then he continues to say, and no one was given anything which has more goodness and more scope than patience. Patience is such a treasure that there is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to it as something which is unique in terms of the goodness that it brings and the scope that it has. Now I will mention a very interesting account, and I hope that this will inspire many people. Sayyiduna Abu Khalifa Abdi, he reports, he said that my young son, the assumption is it must have been a child of very young age, passed away, and I was grief-stricken. I was full of sadness, understandably so, after his death. In fact, his sadness was so great that he kind of segregated himself from everyone. He was just overwhelmed by his grief. And he says, I was sitting at home, alone, when suddenly I heard a voice. The voice, an unseen voice. He said, the voice said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ya Aba Khalifa. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah, O Abu Khalifa. He said, I panicked. I was shocked. Who's giving salam? I can't see the person, but I can hear the salam. But he said, I answered. I said, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Then the voice recited the last verses of Surah Al-Imran. And got to the point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِلْأَبْرَارِ. And for the righteous, what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best. So this unseen voice is reciting these verses and seems to be advising Abu Khalifa. Then he continues with his account. He says, the voice addressed me and said, O Abu Khalifa. I said, Labbaik, I'm here. The voice asked, do you want life for your son only? Do you want your son to be specific in terms of being granted life? And no one else is given life? And then the voice continued. It said, do you have more greatness near Allah or in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? It was a rhetorical question. The voice continued, the noble son of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala an, he died too. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shed tears, and his heart was full of grief, his heart was sad. We should not say anything which may displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The voice continued and said, "Can you protect your son from death?" When the reality is that everyone in creation, their death has been written. They will all die. Do you desire to reject the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for creation? By Allah, were it not for death, this land would not be vast. And were it not for grief, people would not enjoy anything. People would not take pleasure from anything. Meaning people would not understand the value of pleasure or joy. Grief is the opposite. So when there is grief, people value or understand what enjoyment or pleasure or happiness is. Then the voice said, "What do you need?" I said, "Who are you?" So Abu Khalifa said, "Who are you? May Allah have mercy on you." The voice said, "I am a jinn from one of your neighboring jinns." So a jinn was expressing condolences and advising Sayyiduna Abu Khalifa Abdi. The lessons or the questions that the jinn asked were actually lessons and realities which all of us must reflect upon. We cannot run away from our death. Death is appointed for everyone. Our response to death is something which defines our character. So we should be people who respond to death in the right way and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final hadith or final main hadith of today's theme, Laysa minna, I would like to share with you, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Laysa minna man tashabbaha bil rijali min al-nisa, wala man tashabbaha bin nisa'i min al-rijal." Meaning, whosoever from the women imitates the men, and whosoever from the men imitates the women, they are not from us. In another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The men who imitate the women and the women who imitate the men, they are in the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. They are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with them." In a famous hadith, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified three people who will not enter paradise. The first person, the dayuth. Who is the dayuth? We will explain. The second one, the women who imitate men. The third is a habitual alcoholic, someone who habitually drinks wine or any alcoholic drink. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum expressed that they understood the third type, meaning the one who drinks alcohol out of habit. But who is the dayuth? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained that the dayus is the individual who has no concern and no care regarding who comes into his home. In Islam, the etiquette for a man is that he observes certain restrictions in terms of his manner, his clothing, his appearance. Remember, a man should not allow his hair to grow to the extent that they go beyond his shoulders. This is haram for him. This is unlawful for him. Men should not adopt any such trait of appearance which is considered to be feminine. And women should not adopt a dress code which can be described as masculine. This is the way of Islam. This is the teaching of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Social norms will change, and things that were considered to be unimaginable, unthinkable 100 years ago may be happening today. But we know these things. We know that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about how shamelessness will peak towards the end of time, how the liar would be considered to be the truthful and the truthful would be considered a liar. The world would almost be turned upside down in some ways to speak. But remember, as believers, we are obliged to follow the way our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam instructed us to live. And in following his way, we will attain salvation. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we strive to follow the prophetic way and we save ourselves from all such character traits which may lead one to drift away from the community of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Rasulullah alayhi salam said, "He is not from us. He is not from us. He is not from us.